Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Trip, trip.
Hello and welcome to Daily Pop. I'm Erin Lim, joined by Justin Sylvester and Victor Cruz, who is in for Morgan. Today, we've got Kanye West saying, "We have alien superpowers." And Denise Richards is talking about her alleged affair with Brandi Glanville. But first, would you buy your kid a boob puzzle? Yeah, we are going there today. Thanks to Gwyneth Paltrow. In a new blog post for Goop, she dished that she got her 14-year-old son Moses this puzzle just for fun. What do you guys think? Would you do it? Because I love this.
Look, never. Anything to get the kids off their phones and into something else other than technology. I think what Gwyneth Paltrow is doing is setting the stage that her and her son can have an open conversation about anatomy and sex and things that are related to that. And I think that's really healthy because a lot of kids don't really learn about sex from their parents or other adults. They learn from the internet. I learned from Sue Johansson on Talk Sex.
Victor, you said absolutely not. Would you buy your daughter something similar? I don't know. I don't even want to say this, but they put it in prompter, a penis puzzle.
No, I said it. Listen, God, all right. You know what? I should just walk out of here right now.
That wasn't even me, Victor.
I'm not getting my daughter a penis puzzle. I'm not getting her a boob puzzle. We're going to go old school and we're going to have a sit down conversation about the birds and the bees, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? It's not difficult. Parenting is not hard. You don't have to do parenenting is very difficult. But when it comes to the birds and the bees, it's not hard. Be real with your children. Have the real conversation as my AirPod falls out because I'm so flustered by all of this.
You're getting
like,
worked
what?
Up.
What's happening?
But Victor, let me ask you this question because, look, I didn't grow up in a home that talked about the birds and the bees. How are you going to prepare yourself for that conversation when things are changing rapidly? Like, now kids are dealing with nude pics and, you know, if you send a pic to somebody who's under and you're underage, you can go to jail. Like, how far are you going to go covering what this means for kids in this decade?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think now it's tougher because I think I'm going to have this conversation like soon with Kennedy because they're learning things younger and the access to resources and what they're seeing on a daily basis is happening younger. My daughter has a phone, you know what I'm saying? So she's seeing things and being privy to things a lot earlier than I was. I didn't have a phone until I was like 15, 16. So I'm going to have that conversation earlier, but I'm going to reach out to friends and other people that have children and see how they kind of approached it and get their views on it, but it's definitely not an easy conversation, but I'm definitely not going to buy a boob puzzle. Let's start with that.
You guys, it's just animated boobs. In my family, we call them chichis, and actually for my nephew's first birthday, his parents got him a boob cake because he loves boobs so much. Because they're the chichis. That's where the milk is from, you guys. Yeah.
This is taking
very
a turn.
Exciting time for my nephew Mason, so I will probably be that parent getting that boob puzzle. Since we're all just being open books today, let's get to Denise Richards, who is an open book, except when she's not. She joined CBS The Talk to discuss the Brandi Glanville affair rumors and whether she regrets becoming a Beverly Hills housewife. Here's what she said.
I have been through it in the media with different claims being made. And so for me personally, this is like kindergarten. So I'm like, well, whatever. We'll just let it play out on the show. It is what it is. I don't regret it. And people are always going to say stuff. And I know that my truth, my husband does. It is what it is.
All I'm going to say is Denise Richards was married to Charlie Sheen. She has heard it all and seen it all.
Right. So why is she being so vague, Justin? All the drama is going to come out on the show.
I think what Denise Richards is doing is she's being smart because she understands that it's not over until the last clip is edited. And I think that she is hoping for a miracle and hoping to see how this plays out. Because it's true, you never know. And you also don't want to bash a franchise or bash a show when you're still on it and they're still editing your footage. You know, we heard the whole thing that happened with Vanderpump Rules, where the editor was, you know, upset with Sheena and Sheena didn't want to be her friend, so she gave Sheena bad edits. Denise Richards is not a fool, and this is not her first rodeo.
Y'all see me dancing? Y'all see me dancing?
Yeah, I see you dancing, Victor.
Because she danced
all the
way.
You're excited about
this. Anytime you hear "It Is What It Is" like three times during a rebuttal, I know it's all allegedly, but come on, okay? Come on, Denise. I get it. It's all for the show, but like, we know it's okay. It's fine. It's fine if this is something that happened. It's in the past. Be real with it. Be upfront with it. Let it all out there. You've seen it all. Charlie Sheen, like, you've literally seen it all. Like, we're not surprised by any of this.
Yeah, but Victor, how many times have you been in a situation where you don't know how much information they know? So you're going to wait
and
see what your friend has to say.
And that's why you dance right around that bad boy.
You do the cha-cha right around and you're like, yeah. How much do you know? Like, this woman does not want to go on the defense until she sees all the cards, you know, be laid out on the table.
I mean, exactly. They're all going to be laid out on the table. Look at the post that Brandy is posting. She's posting photos of them kissing, maybe not kissing. They're giving us the super tease right now for the show because they know it's going to be full throttle. It's all going to be out there. And I'm sure producers are saying, listen, don't give away too much because we want people to tune in. And listen, I don't really watch the show that much, but I am going to tune in because I want to know the truth. I want to get to the bottom of it. I want to see the footage.
Exactly. Mission accomplished.
All right, let's talk about Tiffany Haddish, who has taken the at-home haircut to a whole new level. Last night, she shaved her head on Instagram Live and was quick to reassure fans she hasn't lost her mind. She says she's been wanting to do it her whole life because she wanted to see her scalp. That's what she said. What do you think of her new look, guys?
You know what? I love when women do this. We've seen Tamar Braxton do it in the last 2 years. We've seen Sanaa Lathan. I think when it comes to hair, especially in the Black community, we put so much emphasis and so much effort into it. Like, a woman can stay in the shop for 8 hours a week. That is 424 hours a year. You know what I can do with that time? And I think a lot of these women, like Tiffany Haddish, she said she wants to focus and put that energy towards her work and bettering herself. That to me, come on, that's a gift.
Yeah. I need to find a calculator that can calculate that math that fast, because that was pretty good.
It's a calculator.
No. Victor, don't even try. We saw you struggling with those ABCs.
It was. We won't get into that, but I love this. I think she looks adorable.
We were talking about secret calculators. Don't worry about it.
I think she looks great, though. She actually looks cute. The hair, I don't mind it. I would date a girl that didn't have any hair or was bald. It's just a matter of how you look, how you exude, your personality. All that's going to come to the forefront with Tiffany. That's been at the forefront with Tiffany, and she'll be just fine. I think it looks great.
Yeah, I love it. You don't know how many times a week I wrestle with me wanting to shave my head. Like, I've stared at my boyfriend's clippers for many days now, just saying, I'm done with it, because I've had it with doing the basic ponytail, the basic bun, the wave, the straight, the blow. Like, I'm over it, you guys. Having hair is a lot of work, so I'm done.
Victor, Erin is very spoiled here in the sense that she has her own crew here, because her show, The Rundown, does really well, so she gets her home. Own hair and makeup team, and she gets to pick them, and they get to pamper her all day.
Wow.
So now
I'm learning new information every day. I love
this. She has to blow dry some hair.
Don't
give me a break.
He's bullying me right now. Victor, do not let him bully you on the show like he bullies me, okay? And there goes my AirPod.
Noted.
Let's switch things up, okay? Let's turn now to Mary Kay Letourneau. We have learned that she has died of stage 4 cancer at the age of 58. Letourneau was the former Seattle teacher convicted of raping her 13-year-old 6th grade student, Villy Furlow, back in the 90s. She was 34 at the time. During her legal drama, Mary Kay and Villy ended up having 2 children and later got married. Their whole relationship was full of controversy and they recently separated. Do you think Villy will ever share what really happened between them, you guys?
I think Villy has kind of sort of said it all in the 6 specials and all of these other things that he has done. But I think what can happen for Villy and what will happen for Villy, and I'm so sad that those girls lost their mom and he lost his partner in raising these kids, but what happens when you lose somebody that close to you that has kind of sort of done something to you is you get to finally truly reflect on how it's changed your life. Because, you know, a lot of times when we love somebody, we can't truly see or accept what they did to us while they're alive. And, you know, not that it's the same thing, but I lost somebody close to me and it wasn't until that person passed that I could truly say, you know, I'm mad about this, this, and this. And I could never look at you that way, but it starts a healing process that you can't do while they're present here. And I'm just so sad for her girls. And I know she messed up and I know she made a mistake and, you know, she changed this boy's life. And I just feel bad for the kids.
Yeah, I think that I think one day the story will come out. I think he'll tell his side and go deeper into some of the stories that we may not know of after all these years. And it'll be interesting to see just when that happens. Obviously, Justin, like you said, that reflection period is so important, especially when it's your partner that has passed away, to really reflect on the lifetime that you've spent with them. So we'll see if he decides to come out later and tell a deeper, more, inside look at what their relationship was all about.
Right. We've seen specials on them. They have done interviews. But since they've taken a step back from the public eye in recent years, I feel like we might not hear from him in his story. But I do know that this will definitely be a processing period for him and the family.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, stick around. We've got Ayesha Curry joining us in just a few, plus Kanye's new interview about running for president. Just how serious is he? It's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Buckle up, because we are going to jump right into Kanye West's new interview. By now, we all know Kanye announced his plan to run for president. In his new interview with Forbes, he says he's serious about running in 2020. He also mentions he had COVID-19 back in February, and he won't say he's the most powerful human because there are a lot of alien-level superpowers. And he discussed so much more, you guys. You've all read the interview. What stood out to you the most?
You know, that he had 4 hours to do this 4-hour interview. If you got 4 kids, 2 homes, a label, and a wife, where are you finding 4 hours at?
Yeah, that's he had a lot of time crazy. To talk.
And I also, look, I took him serious about the presidential thing for 2 minutes. I was like, let me let myself play with the idea. And then I started reading the interview, and he talked about how he was going to go into the White House and do this renovation and make it look like Wakanda. Have you seen the state budgets yet? Have you seen that we're trillions of dollars in debt? Like, where are you going to find this money from?
Yeah, I gotta say, for me, what stood out was him just dropping bars along the way in the interview. He's actually like kind of rapping and rhyming, and he'll have like these epiphanies that could be great for songs. And that's what I love about Kanye. He is a brilliant musician. And I think that, you know, him and designing and doing music is what he needs to do. That's his calling. Whether or not he should be in the White House, I don't think the things he said in this interview have convinced me that he's ready. There are a lot of times he was asked about certain policies and he said, you know, I haven't researched that yet, but I do have people plugged in and I'm listening to them. And listen, the election is just a couple months away, and I don't think we need a president to step in who doesn't know about a lot of policies that are important to us.
Exactly. And I love the freestyle part too. That I might just start doing that on the show. Whenever I catch a vibe, I'm gonna just catch a vibe and just start freestyling. You gotta catch the vibe and go with the flow. But the crazy part, there's a lot of crazy parts throughout this interview, but I just think that the fact that he had COVID-19, that just kind of, he just threw it out there and just glazed over everybody's heads. That means everyone in the house had to, like Kim has had it. All this is like, everyone has been past COVID-19 throughout that entire family. And it's just crazy to see. And obviously they haven't talked about that. It's not in the shows or anything like that. But I think Kanye West, for him to legitimately be considered for the presidency, he's got a long way to go, and he's got to surround himself with a completely different team. It can't just be Elon Musk and your wife. Like, that's just not enough people to be in your corner.
But let's not even start with the thought that this could even happen. If you have a long way to become president, let's say the truth, there's no way he can make it by November. There's no way he can get it together by November. I love Kanye. I think he's a genius. But anytime a man says, I want to build something, I'm going to become a president so I can build something, that's where I clock out. We can't do this again.
I'm not saying he's completely unqualified and couldn't do this. I mean, we have seen people step into that house. We've seen people in this White House who are unqualified. I'm just saying, there, not everything he was saying was completely outlandish or baseless. There are some things that I was like, oh, okay, I kind of am interested in what he's saying here.
He's treating the presidency like entertainment. He's treating the presidency like the MTV Awards, and he could just pull up and say whatever he wants to say with a bottle of Henny in his hand and say whatever, and then I'll just go back home.
That's what he's trying to do. There are a lot of celebrities who just said, I don't have time for this. I don't even have a reaction to this. So, we will see what happens. We got a couple more months to go. All right, you guys.
Is this job posting on Indeed or something? Did I miss where, anybody can just say, I want to apply for this job?
I think on LinkedIn you could go and figure it out. All right, you guys, coming up, we've got Aisha Curry. She's sharing her summer fitness secrets, plus why she says she's not managing her 3 kids in quarantine.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Please welcome to Daily Pop the beautiful, the talented, the person we need to have right now during this quarantine, Aisha Curry, everybody.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
How are you doing it right now, managing this quarantine with those 3 adorable kids?
I am not. I am not managing it. It's just happening, and we're going with the flow. But we have certainly enjoyed this time with our kids. July, and so all of their, July is the busiest month in our life for sure. All of their birthdays are in July, our anniversaries in July, so it's like the month for us. And so we're just in the thick of celebrating and finding the bright spots in life right now amidst all the chaos.
Of course. No, that is amazing. And you're also so good about staying healthy. How do you find the time with all the chaos and the busyness that's happening right now?
This is new for me. And I said, I always said I would always do a little bit here and there in between having my kids, because they're all 3 years apart almost to the day. And I always said, when we have our last baby, I'm going hard. And so I started just come up with a routine and find my version of what balance was. And I know it's why we're here to talk today, but I got this Fitbit for Mother's Day, and honestly, it's not a joke. It gave me peace of mind and the little extra boost I needed to get closer to my goals.
My thing with what we've been taught in life is that you have to go to the gym for an hour, you have to pump it out. What have you found partnering with Fitbit? Is it really this hour-long cardio session?
No, it's not. You really don't need to do that. While it's nice to have that outlet, it's not always necessary. And sometimes the smaller bursts of workouts and projecting that energy for shorter periods of time actually helps you with your long-term goals. With my Fitbit, you know, we're in partnership right now. I was able to put together my premium summer program, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited because I'm not an expert. I'm a mom. I'm just trying to figure this out myself, and I feel like there's not a lot of approachable, non-expert workout with me type content, and so I'm excited to be on the Fitbit Premium app and do that. And it actually gave me a boost to motivate myself to keep things going. And I just love it so much.
Now, girl, don't jinx yourself, because I know you said after you have that last baby, you're going to go hard. Don't mess up and get pregnant in quarantine and come back with the fourth.
Who are you telling? Listen, that I think about that every morning when I wake up. I'm not even going to lie to you. Scary stuff. No. I've been doing too many crunches, too many planks. We're good for now. At least the next, oh gosh, there's the picture. At least for the next 5 years, I will say. So we'll see how I feel in 5 years.
Oh my God, it's so good. Now, Gabrielle Union had you and Steph laughing on IG Live recently when she recalled telling you guys to break up back in the day. How happy are you that you did not listen to Gabrielle Union for once in your life?
You know Gab. Gab is silly. I think it's so funny how serious people took that. She was totally joking. Second of all, you know, she at the time, she wasn't wrong. We were two little kids. We weren't even engaged yet. We were dating. And so it was just her like sisterly advice of how she felt in the morning. We were at a party. The drinks were flowing. It's fine, you guys. It's fine. We're obviously married now, celebrating our 9-year wedding anniversary in a couple weeks. And it's great. So I love Gab.
She's my favorite. She is my favorite. And she does always have the best advice.
She does.
I want to thank you so much for coming. I miss you so much.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Do not forget to check out Aisha's exclusive content for Fitbit Premium. It's out each Tuesday starting this week. Okay, now I have a question for you guys, because y'all are both in relationships. How are you not having that quarantine baby right now? How are you preventing your baby Rona coming out?
Victor?
Thank you for pitching me first. I'm just being extremely careful, Justin. You're taking the necessary precautions, but it's very difficult, to say the
least. That's not what your parents
said. We're spending
a
lot of time together.
Yeah. Listen, my man and I, we are holding on to our faith. We have put those pillows between us. So, and that is all the time that we have for today, you guys. Tomorrow, we've got Amy Schumer in the house, and we are talking to her about married life, parenthood, and so much more.
Goodbye, you two. I promise I'm not that sweaty. I promise.